this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and today is Saturday. And that means that it's Saturday night live on the Light Shift. The date today is February 5th, 2011. So let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. We'll go to the Light Shift in a few minutes here for everybody. And this part, going to the Light Shift, will not work on the archives, so you must be on the program live. But you can feel the wonderful peace energy, the source energy of peace, if you're listening to an archive. And then next time you know that you want to come live on the program to listen. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And here we go. We're going to energize that with some peace energy for everybody. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So you can think of one particular problem that you're dealing with. Normally it's physical problems that we have, so just think of one of those. And you can also bring up your animals and pets, plants, flowers, garden, if you have any of that around, and they'll go to wherever they need to go to on the light shift for healing. And the healing is between you and the light beam doctors. So let's start to go up, everybody. So just sit there. You're going to be there physically out of time. You're still going to be where you are, but you will feel the energy change as you go to the light shift. I'll count to five to do so. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we're there now. And our animals and pets are going into a different location. And we'll start our healing today. So let's, you want to request your healing for each room that you're in. You're going to be in more rooms than I'm mentioning right now to you. But I can only see basically one, at the most two at one time. And we will go into the flower room where the large flowers are. And if you would like to request a particular room, if I can do that, just go onto the BBS fast chat here and type in something. We normally go into maybe about a half a dozen rooms or so. So the first room that we're going into now is where the flowers are. And these are large flowers. There's different rooms. I'm seeing really, really big sunflowers. Then I'm also seeing pink roses. So we're in these rooms right now. I'll bring the energy down to us to experience here. And you might even smell a fragrance. We'll also go into the room where Mother Mary is. So let's do the flower rooms first here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll also go into the room where Mother Mary is. You might actually smell the fragrance there, too, as she comes in. A lot of people can actually have the sense of roses or flowers in the room. So this is where her spirit resides. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just feel the energy with your heart center. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we have a request for a digestive room, so we'll go in there. And I'm seeing some critters there, so let's do a let's go into that room first here. The critters are extraterrestrial life forms. that live inside of us. You can't see them, but they still take up space and do damage. So let's go into the digestive rooms here, work with our stomach and intestines. And colon, here we go. So stronger, request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's get rid of some of these alien parasitic life forms. That's on the website. It's $30 for the month if you wish to get these things out of you. And we'll take out the energies. These are like small little snakes. They're not necessarily worms, but they are snakes because they're a little bit larger in diameter compared to the worm energies. So here we go. Releasing some snakes out of your intestines. So stronger, 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 stronger. Boy. Stronger, yawning here, stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we'll get rid of their poisons. So this will be interesting. This is also on the website. So we'll get rid of the poisons here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we have the waste products. Can't forget that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm yawning again. I better do that one over. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And naturally, they do pass on inside of us, or stay with us and die, And there is alien wars that go inside of you. Remember, different alien life forms don't like each other. So once one dies, they normally just reside with you, stay there, and cause problems. So let's get rid of the carcasses. 1, 2, the alien graveyard inside of you. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's go into a room. I have a request here for maybe a cancer release room here. So request if you have cancer. If you don't have it, then just request anyway. As you could have something going on that you know nothing about. So remember, the light needs to have you request a healing because it always sees you in pure divine perfection. So here we go. Cancer release room. You might even see some like laser lights around as they're checking you out. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Oh boy, stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And since we dealt with the stomach area earlier, digestive tract, let's work with maybe ulcers or possible growths, maybe even tumors in our digestive area, maybe our stomach might have an ulcer. So here we go. Let's get rid of some of these alien life forms that might be hanging out there causing this problem. 1, 2, 3, 4, starting again, 5, 12, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, and again, 1, somebody out there may have a condition, maybe in their stomach or something here. So here we go. Get rid of more alien life forms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're going to quarantine right now, everybody. 6. This we do on our 8-hour calls, which will be tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock. So we'll just kind of do a little sample for people. So we're in quarantine right now. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to do a spirit infusion. Since you're on the light ship, they can materialize, recreate you 100%. This means that you and your twin flame as one. Down here, you're only 50% spirit because your other half is somewhere else. And this is why the healings are so effective on the light ship, because you're 100% in spirit. But then when you come back here with your physical body, then all the emotional trauma and baggage kicks in, which gave you the problem to begin with, unless you have it cleared out of your cellular memory. So here we go. Let's do some spirit infusion. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, man. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's now go into another room. And we're going to go into a room where we have light force energy being brought to us here. Remember, this is your spirit energy. And on a light ship, it comes to you as a red energy coming into your body. So this is a light force energy. And if you wish, you can get a glass of water, and we'll charge it up with the red life force energy. If it's late and you're back east, then we can change it. Instead of having you get maybe over-amped up a little bit, we can make it also, with your choice, we can make it into nice, happy sleeping water, okay? So get your water container, and when you get it, I will activate it. So here we go. We'll bring the energy in right now for the red life force water. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, hold your glass of water in your hand beneath the water level. And bring in more energy for your red life force water. This you can do on the website too for $1. And energize much more than this, actually. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we had a request for blood pressure. So we'll see what they can do with that. Then we'll go into the circulatory room, and we'll get rid of some alien critters there too. And here we go. We're also in quarantine just for the short time here. We'll be coming out of that once we come back from the light ship. Here we go. Blood pressure energy, this you have to request yourself. And this is a circulatory clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, more of the water energy. This will be the last time for charging that. So stronger. Might feel your hands buzzing, tingling. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Let's see. What can we do next here? I'm seeing a heart chakra clearing, so let me just release some of the maybe heart knots out of people right now. Here we go. And we'll go to the horse room here to see some horses. Here we go. Request healing. We're in this room right now with the horses, and now I'm working on your heart chakra energies here. You might feel it loosen up a little bit here. Some of this tension of stored heart traumas are being released from you here. Here we go, taking these out. This typically is from relationships that have gone bad that people hang on to with the heart energy. So taking off some of these, I call them heart knots here. There we go. One's released. Two, three, four, five. Might take a deep breath now. Six, seven, eight. Wow. Nine and ten. There we go. So that's probably ten situations that you dealt with in the past. I'm going to do a heart alignment here for you, get a position properly. There we go. We'll go through all the chakras. So the heart one's fine right now. Throat chakra, third eye, power, second, first. Open them up for you, body width. Use the word spin. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, spin, open. Going below the heart, power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. There we go. You just feel more energy coming into you. We're going to one of the oxygen rooms right now, and we're in the circulatory room also. So request healing. Here comes oxygen number 15 coming to you. One, two, three, four, and five. Take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale. Just see if you can sense the difference of that. And we'll go into the room where they have the large plants. So you can enjoy the plants. And also we'll go into the tree room. And we'll have to command the energies down here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And enjoy that. And let's go back into the room where we have been working with our stomachs. So here we go. Working on that, getting rid of some alien life forms. So we'll get rid of some of the energies there again. So get rid of the poison. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And waste products, stronger, stronger, and stronger, and carcasses. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, our water is completed, so enjoy your drinking water there. We'll go on to one final room. This will be the white light room. Here we go. So bringing that energy in. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay, everybody, we'll come back from the light ship. Remember, the healings are between you and the light beam doctors. And you might want to walk around a little bit, maybe take 10 steps, so you can do 20 probably total, and see how your body is responding right now. Remember, it's up to you to own your healing. And once you have that, then you want to enjoy it and don't look back, okay? So here we go, coming back down. You're thanking the life beam doctors for working with you. And here we come. So one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, that was great. So I'm going to bring in some peace energy, and I'll just put on some music here just for maybe a minute or so so you can actually enjoy that and sample your healings. Here we go. Here's some music. I hope. We'll see. Push the button here. Yep, we got it. Okay, here's peace energy coming in through the light beam. And just check out your healing right now. Thank you. hope you all enjoyed that, everybody. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Carrie, are you out there?
I'm out here. Good evening, and welcome, everybody, to Saturday Night on BBS. That was a really interesting trip up to the lightship today, Ron. A lot happened this evening with all the parasitic stuff and so forth. And if anybody, people out there were feeling the effects of that, then that tells you that you would be well advised, if you can, to come on Ron's Sunday calls, which start up tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific, and so that's 1 p.m. Eastern, for 8 hours of healing for the next 3 Sundays, starting tomorrow, of the kind that Ron was just doing a sample of when we were up on the lightship a few moments ago. So, Ron, do you want to add anything more to that? You know, I think there was a question when you were talking about the carcasses that you were removing. I think it was Andrew, and I am having trouble finding it, but it was something about alien graveyards being in us or in... trying to find it. Oh, here it is. Is that alien graveyard in two places at once, he's saying, which I'm not sure what that means, but yeah, if you want to answer that.
Yeah, we could be, remember, we're also in parallel lifetimes, so these things still affect you, you know, in a parallel lifetime, unfortunately. So that's kind of why we have the timeline crashing. So that's what's happening there. You know, the more we find out, the more empowered we are now to get rid of these things. So one way to look at it is like, holy cow, another thing Ron found out, and now we got to deal with it, you know. Well, this has been happening to you all along, so it's great to know what's been happening.
Yeah.
And once you realize what's happening, then you're empowered to get rid of these things. So this is the main thing that I see. Otherwise, I'd probably be very depressed, you know. And I'm sure all of you probably are rolling your eyes back, too. Like, what's next, okay? It is good to get rid of those things. So let's do an alien time crash. So since we're with the stomach energy a lot, let's crash some alien timelines for stomach problems. So we need to think of an emotional issue, because that's how they catch us. They don't necessarily look for us for physical stuff. They go through our emotions. So... you know, indigestion, maybe stomach ulcers. Let's just say that it's maybe worry. I think that might work with a lot of people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you have another one that you might think might be better for you, then I want you to also state that. And you want to state them normally out loud. You may ask, why can't I just think it? Well, you can, but then you're in the mental realm, and you want your body to get a healing. So it's always better to, like, whisper or say it out loud when you, you know, ask for a healing. And if you think about that, you realize that, yeah, your body needs to know. Because is your body really being communicated with when you have a thought? You know, I don't know. But when you talk out loud, everything kind of listens. So here we go. So I'll work with... The worry energy. If you have another one that you have yourself that might make you have indigestion, maybe it's fear or whatever, that's up to you. But I'll do a timeline crash for worry. And then you also can put in what you want me to crash at the same time, okay? So here we go. I'll crash 5 of these. These are pretty short, the ones that I'm seeing. They're about 15 minutes in length, so they'll be crashed by the end of this program. Here we go. Count to 10 to get rid of one of them. Remember, these were the aliens abduct you onto. 1, 2, this is a parallel life. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10, yawning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the last one here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Just see how you're feeling. You may want to get up and move a little bit. So that was on worry or whatever else you wanted to have crashed in a parallel lifetime. And we did 5 lifetimes here. Remember, you could have, at least 5, maybe, 20 or more. So let's do another timeline crash here. And let's do one for an emotional issue, which would be a real basic one. Let's just use disempowerment. It's just very, very simple. And that would be an emotional issue, but it could go to many different directions. But we'll just see what happens here, see if you get affected by it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12, 8. Whew, holy cow. 9 and 10. I wonder what religion the cow is here. It's holy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. It must be a Hindu cow here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh boy, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, so Carrie, are you out there still?
I'm out here still, yeah. I'm kind of holding my breath from that first one, and I was yawning in the second one. Kind of went really, really still and was holding my breath. I'm clenching my fists or shaking or something, but the worry one just made me go really quiet and hold my breath. That was interesting. So let's have a look and see what's on the fast chat.
Andrew Barry mentioned saying, something about a gold and silver cord to mind.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite understanding that completely.
Retrieval or something, yeah. Maybe, Larry, you can...
Maybe you can type it in again, Larry, so we can see what you're saying there.
Yeah, like say it a different way or something.
Yeah, a different way would be good, yeah. Okay, so what we could do is another clearing here. Let's work with the eyes. People like having the eyes worked with here. And we'll work with the eye energies, and we'll take out some alien critters. So, here we go. We'll see if you see better. 1, 2, 3, 4. Got it again. 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll just see how that affects your eyes. Let's get rid of the poisons. So you have to get rid of the critters first, and then we get the poisons, and then we'll do waste products and carcasses. So here we go, poison removal from these aliens. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man, do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I will do the dead carcasses here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, a lot of them, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. Boy, there's a lot there in your eyes. 27, 28, 29, and 30. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. Okay. Wow. Back to you, Carrie.
My eyes are watering.
So are mine.
Which little guys were those? Are they ones that we have here on the planet?
These look like little dots to me.
Okay.
You know, like a little pixel, sort of, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like if you put a dot with your pencil or a pen, that's kind of how they look.
Maybe like little floaters look sometimes. When you have floaters in your eyes, those black dots that drift across occasionally. Sounds like maybe those. Yeah, I'm like squeezing my eyes and blinking and watering. So I guess, yeah. Oof. Thank you.
Welcome.
So Larry has rewritten his question, and he's saying golden mind cord and silver plexus cord that aliens took away to retrieve back again, and he says that you discussed it last night. I didn't hear last night's show or the Q&A, so maybe you remember what you talked about, Ron.
Yeah, I'm reading it here. Cords from body to spirit attachment when we reincarnate. Why don't you call in, Larry? And refresh my memory, because I don't have much thought on that, okay? I know about the cords that the aliens give us, and these cords do get connected to the body. This is the light of the darkness energies, but there's really no cord that goes out in the universe of light that connects you to anything. So, remember, we're taught that we have like a silver cord that goes out someplace. We're told that it goes to the light so that you're able to maybe be found again. Maybe they think that this is like an umbilical cord to the universe of light or something like that, so you're always connected, but there's no such thing. The darkness, you know, since they brought out that teaching, you know, they do that, and it might just be a way that they can connect to us, so... I may have answered the question. I don't know.
I think Larry's on the line. Are you there, Larry?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, Larry.
Hi.
Help me out, because...
What I said last night was that the cords... I apologize for the reference book, but it's in the Bible. It says the golden cord to the mind, the silver cord, I think, to the plexus. And that's a reference that a lot of people use. And one of the girls commented last night on the talk line that... Oh, is that from the dark forces? And Ron said, oh, yes, that's the light. And if we had the cords attached again, we would really get to the light ship really quickly. And we were conversing like that. And I thought Ron was referring to what I had said, the golden cord and the silver cord from to the mind and to the plexus. And when you die, the cords disconnect, it says in the Bible, and they reconnect when you reincarnate. And these are the life cords that attach to us. They never separate until you die. And I was wondering if Ron could give us some information about that, or if they need to be retrieved, or if that's a fantasy, or what is this notion about the cords that are attached from the body to the spirit?
Okay, yeah. I think what they're probably talking about is that your spirit is connected to your body. Okay, so the cord could be to connect your spirit to the body in each lifetime. So I can sort of see that, okay? Normally, you never leave your body, okay? So in the planet of life, you know, you're normally not going to leave your body. You'd be taking your blueprint with you to, like, your home base energy if you chose to do that. So you're not going to just leave a body abandoned, okay? Where here, your spirit can leave your body automatically just by astral travel. And so I think the darkness wanted a way to connect so that your spirit would know where your body is. So they gave you this cord, and then they also control that cord or connect you to your soul family, maybe with another cord, okay? But in true light, there's no such thing, because that once your spirit integrates and connects with the body, creates a body, we'll say comes into a body, whatever way you want to look at that, once it's in a life form, then it stays with that life form. It doesn't abandon it. We're here, people do that, especially when you sleep. And you're not really doing it yourself. You're probably being abducted. So the abduction process is part of that problem. So they probably want you to know where your spirit came from so they can traumatize your body more, and also to find your body and to find your spirit and reconnect them after you've been abducted. So that's probably what they're really talking about. They may make it sound different in the Bible, but yeah, it's no such thing in the universe of light. That's just one of those.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, out there.
That's the question there, then.
Yeah, so, you know, it does sound good. It does make sense. It does make perfect sense, because naturally you're being abducted, so they have to find where you came from to bring you back here again. Just think, if you had a different spirit come into your body would die instantly, because the spirit energy from someone else cannot come into you. And so how are you going to sustain life with your body, because your spirit has the frequency of your body in it? This is why everybody is unique.
And so the aliens core the spirit and take it to parallel universe and take it back at whenever they decide to, and they're playing with the cords, but it's not from the light at all, then...
Yes, that is correct. Huh?
Okay, I appreciate knowing that. That takes a load off my mind, Ron. I thank you very much for that.
Yes, and that's good, Larry. And just going a step further, you know, you notice when people are, quote-unquote, possessed, okay, and their spirit is no longer there, and their eyes typically could be very dark-looking. Sometimes people's eyes are very dark, but there are people who do have dark eyes. I'm not saying that if you have really dark eyes that you're possessed. But typically, if you see somebody with blue eyes and you look at them and they got black eyes and a minute later, you know, and you go, uh-oh, what's going on here, you know? So that means that their spirit...
Well, I've seen some people that are born and they're alien babies and they've never shown any vestige of human emotions or human beingness at all. It's always been an alien attitude they've had toward others, or a violent, angry attitude, but they've never had any loving, caring, or human humanities toward other people.
Yeah, that's the problem that they have. They don't have, somehow they don't have emotions. Why, I don't know. Maybe they've already been through the adoption process. And they said, we're going to get rid of our emotions so we're not abducted by more aliens, you know? That could be one reason. Remember, I took out your emotional bodies that one day so you could feel better. In fact, we'll do it right now, just since we, you know, talking about this here. Remember, your emotional body is there to protect you, so from psychic attack energies. But we'll have the light chip protect you for the next 15 minutes here.
Okay.
This is your choice. If you wish to have your emotional body removed from your space, okay? This is an invisible energetic body. Most people love it, but here we go. So we're going to release that from you. I'll count to 10. You might find your body calming down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you may just feel a change happening with you. You might feel calmer. I kind of jokingly say this is how men sort of feel all the time. So if you're a woman, this is kind of the way maybe men would feel. If they don't live in emotions, they live in the mental realm. So this is why women typically, you know, the old saying, women are emotional, men are mental.
So it feels better because in the emotional realm, you're always sticking to something you don't want to stick to. And the spiritual realm is so much better and wholesome to stay there.
Yeah. So here we go. I'll put some music on for everybody for about a minute or so. So you can just kind of feel your body as your emotional body is turned off. Now we'll do your feeling body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Give some of you men some peace if you live in your head a lot. We'll do the mental body. Here we go. So 1, disconnect that from you, turn it off. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll do one more here. This will be trauma. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, here we go again. This is your trauma body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, that one is pretty strong for some people. I'll do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. turn off your fear body. So, goodbye fear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's try the pain body. 1, 2, 3, being shut off. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Anxiety here, so turn that body off. They'll come back online though, you know, when we close off here. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Everybody, you should feel a lot better. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, that feels really, really good, Ron. Just really calm. I feel really, really calm. So I guess that tells us if we felt different from all of those bodies being turned off that we need to do the whole life clearing on each of those bodies, and this is how we will end up feeling. Because those are, otherwise, those are active and full of feelings and mental activity and trauma and fear and anxiety. And what was the other one you did? The pain body and the emotional body. So I guess we have about 5 minutes more. No, we don't. Where are we? We're almost at the end of the show, aren't we? Couple more minutes then of feeling like this. If you want to feel like this all the time, go and get your whole lifetime clearings done on all of these invisible bodies. And if you're new to the show and don't know what those are, they're different, sort of like different layers of us that are given to us by the Earth Spirit to absorb these different energies that we're feeling because we're in judgment here on Earth. If we were not, we would not need to have these invisible bodies because we wouldn't be feeling or having emotions or mental chatter or experiencing trauma, et cetera. So I don't know how many minutes we've got left, Ram, but I just wanted to say thank you to Larry for calling in and clarifying your questions. And we have, just to remind you also, tomorrow starts Ron's three Sundays. In fact, the second Sunday, you won't be doing your call, will you, Ron? Because you're at the expo in L.A., the Conscious Life Expo at the LAX Hilton, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next weekend. But then it'll be, I guess, the two Sundays after that. So tomorrow, and then skip one, and then the two after that for the 8 hours. And if you are not signed up and you would like to be, just send Ron an email. He looks between 9 and 10 Pacific time at his email, and that's creationlightship.com. If you would like to sign up for those, and it's $200 for 20-something hours of healing. I can't do math right now. I'm feeling too peaceful to even try, but whatever that is. So it's a bargain and a half and 24 hours. Okay, thank you. And something that you'll get nowhere else on this earth. And if you felt the effects of the parasitic life form clearings that Ron did earlier in the show, then you know that you do need to be on these calls if you want to get this stuff out of you. So I have 57 on my computer, Ron. Are we there, do you think?
Yeah, it feels like it. So I'll hold the bodies out for you for about 15 minutes after the hour, okay? That way.
Oh, thank you.
That way you can have a little more enjoyment here and just relaxation. Remember that they're here to protect you. So if you happen to go outside or something where other people are, they will come to you instantly. But if you're like in your house, all snuggled down, ready to go to bed or just relaxing, they'll stay out. And remember, when they come in, you might feel maybe a little anxious, okay? Only because these bodies come in and they still have the residue in them. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. See you on the car tomorrow, which is Sunday. And start of our 8-hour alien life form physical body rejuvenation. Get rid of those alien life forms out of us here. So, everybody, blessings to you. And we'll see you later. Hope you enjoy these wonderful healings here. Bye, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks a lot. Good night, everyone.